a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4:45, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Are cities that ban fireworks just setting themselves up for a lawsuit? One lawmaker believes they are, and she says the state legislature needs to prevent this. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, an Indiana grandmother who participated in the violence at the nation's capital January 6th is the first person to be sentenced in the attack. She was sentenced to 3 years probation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's been northbound I-15 approaching Layton Parkway in Davis County. That left lane has been blocked. It looks like they're in the process of at least getting it moved over to the shoulder, but you still have solid delays back to Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures down just a bit in the north with scattered storms in the south. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden's mapped out a strategy to combat gun violence, which targets illegal firearms and rogue gun dealers.
We'll make sure you can't sell death and mayhem on our streets. It's an outrage. It has to end, and we'll end it. Period.
It also allows communities to repurpose federal COVID-19 relief funding for programs that prevent gun violence. The Supreme Court sided with a high school cheerleader from Pennsylvania who was benched from all school activities after she posted some profanity-laden social media messages when she was cut from the varsity squad. Justice Stephen Breyer says Brandy Levy's speech, although vulgar, is protected by the First Amendment.
Not that it was just a victory for Brandy and us, you know, but this is a victory for students and parents across the entire country.
And that's her father, Larry. A grandmother from Indiana who took part in the January attack on the Capitol was sentenced to 3 years probation. Anna Morgan Lloyd is the first person sentenced in connection with the insurrection. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Britney Spears went to court today, first time ever. She's speaking up about ending the conservatorship that has literally controlled every facet of her life for 13 years. ABC's Jason Nathanson's joining me live from L.A. Jason, will those people outside the courthouse shouting "Free Britney" get their wish?
Well, she agreed with them for the first time, and we have never heard anything like this. A defiant, angry, sad, depressed Britney Spears who talked for 25 minutes about how basically she's been lying to the public for years, how her life is terrible. She is so sad and so depressed, and it's finally time that the world knows how she's been abused through this conservatorship, how they've used her to make money. She specifically called out her father and her whole family, saying basically that it's been so terrible that anyone involved in this conservatorship, she said, should be in jail.
Well, she was in bad shape back in 2007, 2008, mentally speaking. But now she's done a Vegas show that grossed $138 million, and she's not allowed to hold her own wallet. She's given an allowance of about, I think, $2,000 a week, and that's it. How does this continue?
That's what she was trying to make, the point she was trying to make to the judge. She said basically there was a hearing a couple years ago where she was allowed to talk, and she said that she didn't feel that she was heard. So she wanted to make sure she was, before the hearing started today, one of the lawyers actually objected and said, we want to make sure that the conservatee doesn't say anything that's going to make her mental health or, you know, her health records known or public. And she said, no, she interrupted them and said, no, I want the world to hear this. I want the world to hear what they've been doing to me. And she brought up the point that she's in charge of this basically corporation that is paying all these people who then tell her she can't do certain things. She said to her, it makes absolutely no sense. She wants the conservatorship to end immediately, but she also wants the laws to change. She said the laws in California also don't make sense to her.
Her father has lived a good life running hers. Is he ready to yield? I mean, over the years, he's decided who she's friends with and basically controlled every minute aspect of her life.
Yeah, she really called him out as being the one who has been controlling here and manipulating and basically getting fat financially off of her. So she goes through this whole diatribe, 25 minutes or so, of her anger about this conservatorship. They take a break because his lawyer and the other lawyers wanted a little time to prepare what they might say coming back. They come back. The judge goes to her her father's lawyer. And her father's lawyer says that he had something that he wanted to say. He says he's sorry to hear his daughter is in so much pain and that he loves her and misses her very much.
So is there going to be any ruling about this coming?
It's going to take a while. Conservatorships are something that don't end very easily or quickly. So this is going to take a while to go through the courts if it even does get to that point.
Mm. ABC's Jason Nathanson live from Los Angeles. Thanks, Jason. KSL News Time 450. It's Triple Team Traffic. Let's get you home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have delays on a lot of the Valley freeways for Salt Lake County drivers. Southbound traffic is bogged down between 4500 South heavily to about 106 South in Sandy. The northbound I-15 jammed up as you're going from Bluffdale to Draper at Bangor Highway. And then you're also going to see a little bit of slowing approaching and passing 33rd South. But the rest of the 21st South Freeway to the west and I-80 to the east, not a bad drive. Michelle?
Still quiet, I-15, Utah County. Pioneer Crossing getting a little busy just west of the freeway in American Fork. And for drivers on Bankator Highway, we have minor scattered slowdowns in spots from Salt Lake down to South Jordan. Steve?
And delays from downtown, northbound 15. Those start at 17 South, all due to a crash just before 2300 North. That one's still on the left shoulder. Then big backups in Davis County at Lagoon. Got a crash approaching the Layton Parkway, which has been blocking that HOV lane now for almost an hour. And northbound 89 is bogged down as an alternate to that those backups on northbound 15 between Main Street and 200 North. Also at Cherry Lane and SR 193. June 24th through the 28th, stop by any Young Automotive Group dealership for the semi-annual 1-2-3 sale. Plus this year, get 5 years of free maintenance when you finance with America First. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Finally, some changes in the next 7 days. We've got some storms over southern Utah today. Those storms will move north tomorrow. Look for scattered thunderstorms and cooler temperatures. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 60s. In fact, we finally might get some measurable rain in Salt Lake City over the next 2 days. Things dry back out for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, back to sunshine and low to mid-90s. And early next week, we'll get back to near 100 degrees under sunny and dry conditions. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 in Salt Lake City. After 16 months, I'm back in the KSL studios for good. I'm so happy I could shoot.
I want to shoot. Baby.
Here I go again. Girls, yeah. What's my weakness?
Yeah.
Okay, baby, don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. What you do, you make me want to shoot.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, look at him.
Jeff.
Logan is Utah's heart of the arts, so get your tickets now. Three historic theaters in one downtown block tell you we're not kidding. The Lyric Repertory season is underway, and there are free concerts every weekday at the Logan Tabernacle. Take note, the award-winning Utah Festival is back in action on July 7th with dozens of musical theater performances, plus late-night cabarets, Breakfast with the Stars, Academy classes, and more. Here's something you should know. Performers are here from Los Angeles, the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, and Broadway stages. Say what? In Logan, Utah? Totally true. You can see Fantastics, the longest-running Broadway musical in history. Souvenir, the hilarious tale of a wealthy socialite who loves to sing but can't carry a tune. 33 Variations is all about Beethoven. I Do, a tender 60-year musical love story. The prestigious American Festival Chorus and Orchestra will present the inspiring Mozart Requiem. Yearning to emerge from last year's cocoon? Utah Festival is your ticket. Buy yours now at utahfestival.org.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Better weather, longer days, and the urge to get outside. Spring has sprung. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and we'd love to help you scoot into spring and enjoy $200 off our high-quality scooters. Bringing wellness home is our motto, so also enjoy $200 off our best-selling lift chairs. Come visit any of our 10 Alpine Home Medical locations ranging from St. George to Idaho Falls. Our friendly, fully trained staff will help you with any of your home medical needs. We're committed to keeping our employees and our customers safe during this pandemic. We offer curbside pickup, delivery, and a thorough cleaning and sanitizing procedure. For any other questions you may have, give us a call or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Listen up, y'all. This is the best dadgum sharp-shooting cowgirl in the West. And I'm here talking about target practice, breeding ground for wildfires. Here's how to keep them from spreading. Clear your backdrop of dry grass and rock, and always have water on hand to snuff out pesky sparks. Back where I'm from, them Jones boys kept having shootouts in the dry, grassy field outside of town. They're the reason it's a ghost town. Done been burnt to a crisp. Shoot targets away from dry grass and rock. Use your fire sense.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
We're watching Utah's Money. PepsiCo is giving corporate employees flexibility. CNBC reports the company's letting workers choose when they come into the office, and there are no longer assigned desks. Mixed bag on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 71 points. The S&P lost 4, but the NASDAQ gained 18. KSL News Time 4:57.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.